Oh, hi. Santa here. Before I start on my yearly route, I'd like to introduce this episode of the Rock and Roll Content Show. This show helps you make more creative and compelling digital content inspired by some of the greatest music, artists, and moments in modern music history. Now here's your host, Mark Donner. Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you, AI Santa. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Content Show. My name is Mark.
If you know me at all, you know that my rock and roll tastes tend to live on the heavier and bluesier ends of the rock and roll spectrum. With that in mind, today I'd like to give you some inspiration from possibly an unlikely source. That source is Lionel Richie. Now, Lionel Richie was a gateway into rock and roll for me. The Can't Slow Down and Dancing on the Ceiling albums were important to me and were foundations of my musical growth. Over time, I gravitated more towards the blues rock, hard rock, and even metal side of rock and roll. But I never really lost that affinity for Richie and his music. So I was excited to see Lionel Richie, who had already been inducted as a Commodore, get his solo induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. And his speech was one of the highlights of the four-hour event for me. The reason for that is because his message gets to the heart of what I'm trying to communicate through the Rock and Roll Content Show and the other stuff that I'm doing in digital content creation. Before I go on any further, though, let's listen to Lionel's speech.
We are celebrating tonight probably one of the funniest jokes in my life, because all the songs that I wrote and recorded were told to me by so many people, these are the songs that will destroy your career. What in the hell are you thinking about? For example, I had a group of people come to me and say, Lionel, this is funk. What are you doing with Three Times a Lady, a waltz? What are you doing? And it went on to do great things. And then they said, can you give us another one of those Three Times a Lady? And I gave them Sail On. And then they said, can you give us another one of those Sail Ons? And that's when I realized the business, the true business was in the copying, not being original. So that's when I realized there are two types of artists, creative artist and created artist. And from that point, I decided I would be in the creative artist category. So when someone said to me, oh my God, I wouldn't do that song if I were you, that's the exact song I'm putting out. I'm going in the opposite direction. Because at this time, I needed to understand there are some people who specialize in their genre. And then there are some people who don't know any better, but God's gift was, what do you want to write? We can write it. And so tonight, I'm standing on the stage because I want you to understand how important it is to let the creative flow. If you get an idea, the last thing you want to do is open your mouth and say something stupid like, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Especially if you're talking to a creative artist. So tonight, it's very important, looking at this class tonight that I'm in, Judas Priest, Lionel Richie. Brought on by Lenny Kravitz. I'm a bad man. You see, what happens here is rock and roll is not a color. It is a feeling. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. And if we let that vibe come through, This room will grow and grow and grow.
So I had a long, detailed outro that kind of dove into the differences between what it would mean to be a created artist versus a creative artist, and then tying that back into content creation, what we do here. But let's explore that down the road. I want to let Lionel's words stand on their own this week. He doesn't need me to explain that into oblivion. I'll just say this. What category does your content fall in? What does mine fall in? Created? Creative? Probably a mix of both. I think that's probably where mine sits. It's something that all of us can consider as we approach the new year. Would we be looking at Lionel Richie as a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if he'd simply followed the formula that the record label wanted him to? Would we get from Three Times a Lady to Sail On as part of the Commodores to songs like All Night Long and Hello if he'd followed the well-traveled path? If he'd simply chased trends and been a created artist? I don't know, maybe. I mean, who knows? But it seems to me that the artists that get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Hall of Fame does have its problems. I've been a critic of it at times. A lot of people are critics of how they select their artists and the process for doing so. Why some artists take years to get in and others get in immediately. But let's set that all aside. The artists that get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, by and large, do so because they had something new to say, something unique or creative to share. So we'll leave you with that. Are you a created artist or a creative artist when it comes to the content that you create, no matter what that is? Thanks, Lionel Richie, for the inspiration this week. Today's rock and roll recommendation is not a playlist or an album like usual. If you get a chance to watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony from this year, I recommend it. In the US, you can find it on HBO Max. I'm not sure of its availability around the world, but it's one of the best ones I've seen in years, so I encourage you to seek it out. Some of the clips I found on YouTube, including the one I took from Lionel Richie here, but the performances were great. Pat Benatar, Duran Duran, Eminem, The Eurythmics, Dolly Parton, somebody big I'm leaving out, Carly Simon, who wasn't there, but there were a couple of great performances in her honor, and Judas Priest, one of my heavy metal favorites. That was a great moment too, so it's worth the watch. And I'd like to wish you a happy holidays. Lots of new things in store for 2023, and I can't wait to get started on them. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to getting together with you again soon.
So do you want to do the outro, Robot Santa?
Ho, ho, ho. Santa here again. If you have comments or questions about anything discussed on the Rock and Roll Content Show, send us an email at podcast@rockcontent.show. You can also visit the website at rockcontent.show for more information on any of the topics discussed on this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening. Have a happy holidays.